Hello and welcome to the PSA Pod. Today we're sitting down with Rob Simopoulos, a 20-plus year veteran of the security industry and co-founder of an exciting new company called Defendify. It's one of the newest additions to our MSSP program here at PSA, and Defendify offers a cybersecurity platform that arms businesses with cyber protection that goes beyond traditional antiviruses and firewalls. With Defendify, businesses can create a culture of employee awareness and institutional knowledge about cyber threats and best practices. I have to say that personally, this is a product I'm very impressed with, and I think it's an excellent offering for our integrators, not only to protect their own businesses, but also to secure recurring revenue by selling Defendify to their end users. Rob and I are going to talk a little bit about that today, so you just get a taste of it, but we're also going to talk about the threats of cybersecurity and what he and his team at Defendify, kind of how they support with that, but also just some best practices and tips. A statistic that we share in the podcast is that 68% of small businesses have experienced a cyber attack in the last 12 months, which is pretty alarming. But maybe even scarier is that 70% of businesses say they're not prepared for a cyber attack. We aren't just setting out to scare you about cyber threats. We want to give you tangible steps that you can take to protect your business. I hope you enjoy this episode. As always, if you have ideas or topics or guests for the PSA Pod or any feedback that you'd like to share, please email us at marketing@psasecurity.com. Enjoy. Wonderful. Well, hi, Rob. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Candace. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We're excited to talk. I know cybersecurity is obviously a hot topic. What do you think are some of the big stories that have really kind of captured the most attention or put the most spotlight on it lately?
Oh, on cybersecurity. Well, first off, I think that we've seen a growing trend of awareness amongst organizations, and that's been helped by, you know, a number of different incidents that, you know, the media has picked up and told people about, which you know, has a lot of people thinking about these things. I'd say for, you know, the past year, one of the biggest things that's been making the news is obviously the ransomware attacks of different organizations. You know, just to explain quickly what ransomware is, if somebody doesn't know, you know, it's when an attacker, you know, takes hold of an organization and basically encrypts the data on their devices and asks of them to pay, you know, some type of cryptocurrency in order for them to provide a code for them to unlock the data and give it back to them. So basically holding their data and devices hostage. And, you know, the cyber industry is really interesting in the fact that there's all kinds of statistics that come out from everywhere. And I was reading one the other day that was talking about 2019, and they're saying that they estimate that the cost of ransomware is about $7.5 billion for 2019. You may have heard some of the stories too, Candace. I don't know if you saw this, but like one of the really interesting ones is Baltimore. So Baltimore got hit with ransomware. I think it was in the spring of 2019, and you know, they refused to pay the attackers the amount of money they were asking for. And in the end, you know, they had to do a lot of remediation work to get the city back up and running. And I think the costs are estimated, you know, in tens of millions of dollars to get that going again. But we saw, you know, attacks on cities and municipalities. We're seeing schools being hit with cyber attacks as well, which is really, really a sad situation. You know, I know that systems integrators today have been, you know, trying to protect schools on the physical side. And it looks like, you know, cyber attacks are coming into the methodology as well. And we need to start thinking about, you know, how do we protect our schools too? And we've seen lots of incidents, even for small businesses. You know, as an example, I was talking with, you know, a small association, like five people working there, and, you know, they got hit with ransomware, and the attackers wanted thousands of dollars from them. And, you know, they couldn't pay that. So they tried to turn backups back on to like wipe their computers and try to get some of the backups back in place. But they still in the end lost a whole bunch of the data that they had. And right, for them, it was really tough. So it's a tough situation there. And you know, they shared with me that, you know, the amount of time it took to wipe the computers and reestablish them was pretty tough. So the ransomware thing continues to make the news, and it continues to grow. And I think that everyone's becoming aware that they need to make change on the cybersecurity side to get things fixed up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you make a great point about small businesses, particularly. I think sometimes people think they're going after these big organizations where there's going to be millions of dollar payouts. But the reality is that I think the statistic is 68% of small businesses have experienced a cyber attack in the last 12 months. And that's pretty alarming.
Yeah.
So
I support that too, because I've seen, as I go out, you know, across the country and I speak to small businesses about cybersecurity, quite often I'll poll them and I'll ask them that exact same question. And I see around 70% of them putting their hands up saying that they've had incidents in their organization.
Do you think from a kind of a security integrator perspective, obviously they have to be prepared to protect their own organization, but also their end users? You hear security, this is my security team. How can you support us on this cybersecurity front? And for a lot of these small organizations that have nowhere to turn, that may be their first stop.
Yeah, to go there and talk to the security integrators, absolutely. You know, when we look at systems integrators, it sort of starts with them protecting themselves. I think that that's right. Really, really important. Back on that ransomware topic, you know, one of the key things that happened in the industry just recently was that, you know, IT managed service providers were actually targeted as an attack method. So they were actually trying to get into the IT managed service provider who had remote access to a number of different customer sites.
Right.
And there was a lot of reports about them actually being successful in getting into customers' accounts. So, you know, it all starts really with systems integrators ensuring that they have their hygiene in place properly and that they're protecting their customers appropriately as a starting point. One of the unique things that's happening in many vertical markets is a change in the way that you know, companies look at their vendors today. And I think it's really important that systems integrators understand this shift. So the enterprise organizations today have large security teams. And these security teams are looking at, you know, the posture of their own company, the cybersecurity they have in their own company. But they're also realizing that vendors like systems integrators and other types of vendors, attorneys, accountants, and so on, you know, they pose a risk to these enterprise organizations from a cybersecurity perspective. So if you just think about a systems integrator, you know, if the sensitive data that they receive from their customers is pretty significant. You know, they get floor plans of the facility, network topology drawings, they get IP addresses, MAC addresses. They're deploying IP-based devices on their networks. So the enterprise organizations see that, okay, these vendors have this situation occurring, and we need to make sure that they're protecting our data properly in their own networks. And so what we've seen is a huge increase in third-party vendor assessments. So these are questionnaires that are coming across to systems integrators and other vendors from their best customers, asking them, hey, do you have policies and plans? Do you train your team? Have you ever done testing? How are you protecting our data that we're providing to you? And we are seeing over and over again, many organizations just being caught off guard. You know, their right. best customer is sending them that questionnaire and they don't know how to respond. They don't have the cyber program in place that they should. So I think it's important that there's an awareness spread here that these things are happening and it's time to really get things in check, not only to just protect yourself, but also to protect your customers and make sure that, you know, you can continue to have those relationships with them.
Yeah, I came from the banking industry, and that was something, even, you know, as the marketing person on the team at a financial institution, that I had to risk rate my vendors and go through that yearly exercise where we would send them kind of, you know, what you're referencing of finding how they store data and what their cyber plan is and if they have one and who's responsible for it, what does their insurance look like? So that's something I'm certainly familiar with in a past life that it's interesting now that I'm more, you know, security based, just seeing who is and isn't doing that kind of risk rating.
Yeah, I think that there's an opportunity here too, that the organizations who build a great cyber posture can actually use that as a sales tool with their customers, because the customers are going to begin to select, you know, the companies they want to do business with who have great cyber posture. So if you can really, you know, show them that you take it seriously, I think you can be in a better spot against your competition.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we see all types of you know, attacks that systems integrators really should be focusing on. One of the things that continues to be a challenge is phishing emails. And I'm sure you guys have seen them even at your organization, right?
Absolutely.
Where, you know, attackers are sending emails to employees and trying to get them to interact with them. And then, you know, the spam filters, you know, can't block all of them. So one of the big challenges is business email compromise. I'll share with you that there's actually a couple of systems integrators that we've talked to have had this occur to them. So the first one is a company who, you know, they were doing collection calls and calling their customer and, you know, saying, hey, when are we going to get payment? The customer replied back saying, hey, we've already paid you guys. And, you know, they said, no, we never received your funds. And they started talking a little bit more. And they realized that the cyber attackers were actually in the systems integrator's email system.
Wow.
Actually, the finance persons. And they had been monitoring the emails and then basically sent from their emails towards their customers saying, hey, can you change where you're going to make the payments? And the customer received that and emailed back and said, yeah, we'll make those changes. And then paid the attackers with the wire transfer instead of to the company. And with that collections time, you know, the 30 to 60 days, the system integrator didn't realize that this was the case. You know, when they did the remediation and they started doing discovery, they identified that, yeah, they were definitely in the finance manager's email. But they had also found a bunch of rules that were set up by the attacker. So like if the customer had responded, they would send the email to the attacker's email. They had, you know, any emails that were sent to customers were automatically deleted. So you know, they had set it up really, really well. And we actually saw the opposite occur too. Same situation, another systems integrator who had the same thing happen. They called their customer to do a collections call and the customer said, hey, we paid you the money. And it ended up that the attackers were actually inside the customer's email. So immediately the systems integrator was really concerned. You know, are they in our systems? It ended up being in their customer systems. And what the attackers had done is they were sitting in there watching everything going on, and they saw that an invoice came across, and they decided that they were going to send an email towards the customer that looked like it was coming from the systems integrator, asking them to pay, you know, pay invoices to a different place, which they fell for. Unfortunately, you know, the customer's finance team wasn't properly trained to identify this, and they paid the attackers. And you know, in the end, there's things that people can do to make a difference. And I think that it's important that we continue to share awareness and tips. But, you know, in a lot of these cases, there's lots of things they could have done. But one of the things is, you know, getting the two-factor authentication enabled on your email and other systems is really important today. And a lot of people just don't do it, whether it's not, maybe they don't realize that it's a feature they need to turn on, or they get upset because it, you know, it's a lot of work to get put that code in after they put their password, or they think it is. That's really important. And the other part here is ensuring that your employees are trained, especially on the finance side, you know, and understanding that if you get an email from someone that's, you know, that's unexpected, you weren't expecting an email and it's asking you to click on a link or open a file or send some sensitive info, or, you know, asking you to change where you're making a payment, that you have to go through a secondary step of verifying first before you go ahead and do those types of things. And that should really be done in a different form of communication, like over the phone or something like that.
Right. Those are definitely some great suggestions for kind of preventative measures. But, you know, in many instances, the cyber attacks are kind of hard to avoid altogether. So it's good to have a cyber response plan, so to speak. So what elements do you recommend small businesses include in that cyber response plan when they're trying to be prepared for something like this happens to them?
Absolutely. A written incident response plan is very, very important. I've seen many times where organizations just don't have a plan in place and they don't know what to do if they get an incident of malware, ransomware, if they have you know, a breach of sensitive data, they're sort of stuck. And having a plan in place, you know, ensures that you know where to start and get yourself back up and running. I also highly recommend, you know, that companies have cyber insurance in place today. We're seeing systems integrators in the industry being asked more and more often now from their customers, you know, what's your cyber insurance coverage look like? The cyber insurance is important because, you know, they're going to help you with remediation and the potential remediation costs if something happens. Even if you have downtime and you're not able to, you know, do business, they can help you there also. And then I'd also recommend ensuring that you have an attorney available to you who has knowledge with cyber breaches, who's an expert in that,
right,
and having them in your incident response plan, because, you know, there are specific ways you have to respond to some of these incidents. There could, you know, laws, legal aspects, especially in specific states, and having that resource to reach out to first to understand how to navigate it is really, really important.
Absolutely. This is a kind of a nice place to shift gears a little bit and talk about Defendify. So, I gave a little bit of a background on Defendify in our introduction, but why don't you explain the great work that you and your team at Defendify are doing?
Well, thanks so much. We identified that, most small businesses, and just to identify, categorize that, the SBA says that a small business is an organization with 500 employees and less. Some of those organizations are pretty substantial companies. And, in the end, cybersecurity today, there's really no silver bullet. So it's not like you install this one thing and all your cybersecurity needs are taken care of. I think a really interesting way to look at it is to compare it to physical security, which a lot of the systems integrators might be familiar with, where, it's a layered approach. You have to have an alarm system and cameras and access control. You've got to have policies and plans and do safety training, have an employee handbook. All those things are important. And it's very similar on the cybersecurity side. You need to have the same things, access control, alarm systems. You have to have policies and plans. You have to train your team on cybersecurity. You really should be doing testing and scanning to make sure things are in place. And what we saw is that, a lot of the small businesses, I'd say the majority of them, were really only protecting themselves with antivirus and firewalls. And, a cybersecurity program needs all those other things. So we decided that we were going to build a cybersecurity platform that would deliver policies, plans, employee training, scanning, testing, all those really important things that are required in that program, and deliver it all in an all-in-one platform. And that's what Defendify is today.
Absolutely. How did you get the idea for Defendify? How did it even come about?
Well, we actually started our company as cybersecurity consultants. So we would go out and go to small businesses and our team would do assessments and testing and training of their teams and build all those plans by hand. And we realized that, as much as the consulting practice was a great business and we were doing really well, that the opportunity to build a platform and deliver it that way was going to allow us to reach more small businesses and also do it in a more cost-effective way. We can bring it to them at less cost and then, touch more small businesses and help get them protected.
Absolutely. What kinds of organizations do you work with at Defendify?
Oh, a huge variety of different types of vertical markets. Organizations as small as, five-person companies, maybe even a little smaller, to organizations, under 1,000 who are using Defendify today in a whole suite of different vertical markets. Definitely systems integrators are a large part of our business and other groups as well.